Okay, nearly there. 5 seconds. Good evening, one and all. Yes, I'm back. I know. I haven't been on, well, the shows have been on, but I haven't been on for a few weeks now. Reason being that, you might, I've heard before, I've had some of back issues and stuff going on. Well, I was due to go in on July the 1st, surgery. Meant to be sort of unintrusive, where I'd had surgery before, just go in and sort of clean it up a bit. Well, the long and the short of it is, when the surgeon went in, it was a little bit more than just a clean up. It was actually in a pretty bad state with lots of scarring and stuff. So I ended up having the full surgery, the full, 5-6 inch slash and the 15 staples and all that sort of stuff. So I was been a bit out of it for the last few weeks. I'm still recovering, but at least I am going to try and do my show today. Because doing a show, of course, I can always stand up, can't I? If it gets too much sitting down and carrying on, that's part and parcel of it. But I am here, and so is my guest. Now, my guest has been on the show a few times before. You could say he has taken the art of storytelling around campfires and that sort of thing, and put it into a publishing art because he comes up with some wonderful stories like that. We better introduce him first, haven't I? Because then we can sort of talk about the stuff he's done. Because on the show today, I have the one and only Ch Chad Shimke. I forgot now you said it, Chad.
Chimkey, Chad Chimkey.
Chad Chimkey, I was close, close. Chad, welcome back to the show. It's always good to have people coming back and to catch up on one of those things. But as I said, you made this sort of an art now, this sort of stories around the fire sort of thing.
Yeah, Barry, thank you for having me on, and I'm glad to hear that you're on the mend, and it's good to be back on the show. Yeah, I've been on a couple times now, and sort of as luck would have it, fortuitously, I've recently had a story been included in an anthology, Tales for the Campfire, but also it wouldn't be the first time I've heard that. Readers and reviewers have made the comment that the type of stories I write would be kind of stories with a sense of magic that you would hear while sitting around a campfire. So I guess that works on both accounts,
Right,
luckily.
because I mean, it is that sort of almost sort of scary stuff that goes in, even to the titles. I mean, you have this all your t up until now. All your titles are like one word titles, pieces, picker, all that sort of thing, wasn't it? You followed that along that sort of line. Weirder was another one. That was a shorter one, if I remember right.
It was, yeah. Yeah, and even the new one, which is entitled Vivified, I think at some point or another, I will break that pattern with the things I'm writing now that have not yet been released. But I do really try to pick, I mean, obviously, when you write, you try to pick the best you can, whether you're writing prose or whether you're writing poetry or whether you're writing dialogue or whether you're writing a title, but I do seem, you're right, I do seem to gravitate to the one word titles.
But it's funny like that. It's like I reckon that 75% of people I get on the show who write science fantasy write under initials then their name. Like, I don't know, BJ Eva, what have you. It's just a thing that people tend to do that. It's said to associate. And in your case, just having a one word title, that's scary in a way to start with.
I mean, hopefully the whether I pick the title first or write the story first, it seems to me that like it's almost a thumbnail sketch of the story the same way a cover is, right? Because I think especially in these days, you have to grab people's attention pretty quickly and have something that they gravitate to. So I'm hoping that's working at least, right?
Well, that's good. I mean, and I know people have sort of noted on some of your, made some comments on some of your ones in the past that it just the sort of the that the one word and the cover as well, and perhaps if they've read the first, you know, it shows the intensity of how you can, you know, of your writing.
Yeah, I do think, of course, writing is not a visual medium, but I think overall storytelling, and most certainly social media, is obviously a visual medium. And if I've done anything the last few years, I've worked more on my own sketching and my own web design and my own playing around with like layers and images and, you know, learning how to do animated GIFs. I mean, I'm getting completely off the track of writing, but I guess I am talking about more the visual and the marketing side of it. I have spent a lot of time playing around visually with, you know, fonts and animated GIFs and like cover design and that sort of thing. So it's just another like thing to learn about.
And a lot of people,
all that goes in.
A lot of people should do that, because a lot of people just haven't got a clue when it comes to some of that.
Yeah, naturally really gravitated towards also the artistic side of it, in addition to the writing. So both are important.
Yeah. Had you done comics before? I can't remember whether you'd actually done that sort of side of things before.
I'm a huge, I mean, to say I'm a huge fan of 70s and 80s comics would be an understatement. I find them incredibly inspiring. I always imagine I'm going to do my own comic at some point. I've not actually done that yet. But I have way too many ideas than I have actual time to sit and write everything out. So hopefully one of these days I'll have unlimited time to be able to do that.
Right.
And that is most definitely something I want to do, is come up with a comic.
See,
sure.
I can see all what you're doing now being prep work for that. So I think definitely down the line that's something for you.
Oh God, I would love that. I would love it. Yeah.
I know before, yeah, we talked about your earlier stuff, Picker and Pieces and Weirder, which was your novelette one sort of thing and stuff like that. What about Enter the Rebirth? Was that a book at the start of a series? I seem to remember it was like a second or third in a book in a series.
Yeah, that is part of a publisher I sold a piece to, and I think the concept was fantastic. So that's not just me. That's a collected anthology of a lot of writers.
Right.
But yeah, a really neat idea in that. I was in the third book. So book one was intended to be how the sort of how society was devolving to get to the catastrophe, the apocalypse. And then the second book in the series was about the apocalypse itself. And then the third book was about how society rebounds after the apocalypse. And I actually had that story already written and submitted it, and he liked it. But that's a really interesting notion to me about, I think apocalyptic fiction is fascinating, I would imagine, like, what would society, how would it come together? What kind of, would the same sort of leadership and structures be in place? How would people align themselves and work together to survive? Because I think that through human history, there's been different struggles and different wars and whatnot, but, you know, some way or another, that's really like the human condition and the human story, how we come together to work together to rebuild. And I think that that's a fascinating idea.
Right. I do as well, too. I mean, you know, it always makes me wonder when you see some of this stuff, that, you know, these things on TV, this, you know, post-apocalypse things on TV and stuff like that, that.
Yeah.
They always have to have an antagonist, and they always have to have this and this relationship calling fiction and stuff like that. But when it comes down to it, in the end, if you want to survive, you've got to work together.
And that is the human drama, and that is the human struggle. I mean, I think there's a lot of great apocalyptic movies and TV shows and fiction out there. But in and of itself, that's, I don't think, as interesting as the twists and turns and the tribulations of the characters associated with that. And they got to be characters you care about, because otherwise, if you just plop a whole bunch of people in the middle of the apocalypse and everything goes bad and that's kind of all there is to the story, that's not going to really be all that
right,
interesting.
Right, right. You've got to have stories within stories, obviously, as it goes along. Now, though, as you hinted on earlier on, you are part of a charity anthology, and it's all going to Wildfire Relief, I believe.
Yeah, I joined the San Francisco Bay Area chapter of the Horror Writers Association. I've been with them around 6 months to a year. They're a great group of folks. One of the members, Ben, brought up the idea of pulling stories together to prepare an anthology in order to benefit the North Valley, I forget the name exactly, but it's essentially the North Valley Fire Relief Fund. And we all were discussing a little bit about sort of which story we would include. It was on a particular day when in San Francisco, literally the sky was this sort of brown, purpley, orange
right,
color.
Right.
And it was because of, you know, the trees burning, the homes burning. It sent this really, the worst smoke I've ever seen in this area, really bad. And we all decided to chip in, and it was a lot more work than that. I'm really oversimplifying it. But it turned out to be a really great book, and it's got a lot of actually great attention. We were recently featured in Paranormal Underground magazine.
Oh, right.
And we were also recently featured in the San Francisco Chronicle. That was about maybe 2 weeks ago. So it's got a lot of good, you know, a lot of good press and good reviews and that sort of thing.
And sort of does it cover across the whole sort of, I don't know, that sort of genre, you know, from like, I don't know, serial killers and sort of ghost zombies, werewolves, all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I've read quite a few of the stories by this point. They really range. So if you're a fan of horror, I would say, or if you're not sure, if you like horror or you like paranormal, if you like ghost stories or, you know, kind of slasher killer type of stories, this would be a great book to either feel really satisfied by reading all those, or even if you weren't sure, because you get a cross section of everything. You get some sort of cosmic monsters, you know,
right.
You know, beings from other worlds or other dimensions. You get several ghost stories. You get a little bit of zombies. You get a little bit of everything. So I think that it has that going for it, that it's got a lot of different aspects of the genre represented. So people have seemed to respond well to that.
And how many sort of stories are in it, Chad?
Ooh, I think 24, if I'm
not
mistaken. Oh,
so you've got a good read out of it, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Some are longer, some are shorter. They seem to average around maybe between 5,000 and 10,000, probably a lot of them are averaging around, you know, so it's a story you can read in under an hour. And that's the nice thing about a collected book of short stories and anthology is you can read one in one sitting and then set it aside and then maybe the next evening read another one. As opposed to, you know, I think reading a novel takes a bigger time commitment, but that's something, you know, just on a bit of a different tangent, readers really respond to novel length works because they want to spend a lot of time in that world. But with an anthology, you get a flavor of each of these different writers so you can get to know about them and their style and their writing and not to have to sink all that time commitment into it. So that's another good thing about it.
Right. And the editor, is it Lauren Rhodes? Yeah, she's, yeah, they've been around doing award nominated and stuff like that, so you've got some good editing going on there as well, I would have thought.
We do, yeah. Lauren Rhodes edited the book. She has a book on cemeteries, so she's kind of interested in the same things I am as far as in you know, dark fiction.
Yep.
So if you're interested in her, you can check out her website. But she did edit the anthology. Really, a lot of people invested a lot of time into it. So it's been a great endeavor, for sure.
And what is your entry?
I've written a short story entitled Vivified. I would classify it as paranormal. I won't give away everything about the story, but it's essentially about a main character whose name is Cliff. Cliff has a lot of firmly held notions about what a successful life is like, and through the events of what happens in the story, it's really, for me, quite an experimental story. So I really did sort of, I think in a short story, I would take some risks. I might not take in a longer form, but in this one in particular, I did take a lot of those risks. And Cliff is transformed in every way. And I imagine him to be a very different person in his life going forward due to what's happened to him that has changed him.
And if, what sort of re have you had sort of people contact you responding to your individual story?
Definitely. Yeah, I've got some good couple of really good reviews. And I was using that story also. I don't have it posted now, but probably in the next maybe couple months, 1 month or 2 or 3 months, I will post it again on my website. I was also using it as a I was working on building a newsletter. So at some point, if listeners come back and want to check my blog later, they at some point we'll see that story get posted again. I don't have that schedule exactly worked out right this second, but I will be posting it again as a free reader magnet. And just asking that people opt into my newsletter to be able to get that free ebook. So not right now, but within about 3 months, I would say.
Okay. I was reading, looking at your blog, and I see about The Walking Dead filming a third series.
Yeah, I've actually followed Walking Dead probably from the first episode that was ever aired, and I've seen pretty much all of them on the night that they came out. I do also have some of the graphic novels. I quite like it a lot. I think that was one of the things I was talking about in post-apocalyptic fiction, that it can't just be about the apocalypse, it has to be about the characters. And I think that they've done an exceptional job in putting characters in challenging situations and then sort of see how do they respond to that, you know?
I think that's the best way a lot of people, write like detective novels and adventure novels. That's what they do. They sort of get their character, stick them in a situation, say, right, get out of that, and
Exactly.
see how it works. And that's the best way. Let's face it. You're not them. They're the ones who have to get out of it for themselves. So, what's the latest stuff you're working on, Chad?
Well, right now I am working on a sci-fi horror novel series, and it's titled Regenerates. I will not say too much about the plot. I actually worked qu quite a lot on it within this last week or so. But it is about a race of aliens that crash lands on Earth, and they have to hide themselves because they cannot risk being discovered. So they're immediately right away in trouble, and they have to learn to figure out a way to survive. It is dark, it's gory, it's twisted. They do kind of shocking things to get by from day to day, but again, I think that it's got that sense of kind of wonder about it, and you're wondering, what are these guys going to do next? So hopefully it's going to also get a good response.
Does it shock you sometimes what they do next?
They do things, I would say, that surprise me. Things that are either, showing more caring than I would think that they would show, or things that are more shock of even me, So I just let them go with it, and I figure anything can make it into the first draft, and whether or not it survives the second draft, I don't know. But I just go with it at
Yeah,
that stage.
that's it. I mean, once it's down on paper, then you can start shaping it into the finished article. But
Oh, exactly.
go with whatever comes. You go along, obviously, with these trilogies and stuff like that. Do you think this new one could be like a full length or even a series, you think, perhaps?
Well, it is going to be a series. Right now, it's in its entirety, it's around 90,000 words, and I'm mostly done with it. I imagine I'm going to break it up into three serials of 30,000 words each, and that's just like the first arc.
Right.
I'm imagining there's going to be at least a second and a third arc, and probably there's really got to be a fourth to do the whole thing completely.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of the first ideas I ever had for sci-fi horror, so it goes back. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say how old I am, but I'm older than people think usually. But it's been a story I've had for a long time, and I want to do it justice, and I want to tell the whole story. So yeah.
My latest thing is, in fact, I used it at our wedding last year. Is yeah, I'm so old. I knew the Dead Sea when it was just sick. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I know the feeling.
It's great that you've got the ideas. And the trouble, as you say, I mean, you get into this and the stories and everything like that, and it can just blossom into a, well, enough to keep you going for years almost, sort of thing. But it's,
Yeah.
I guess it's, the initial getting it initially down, and then it's the pruning into the different books or the different series and doing it like that. But if the volume of the actual data, so to speak, of getting it down there and that's a big part of it. And obviously, I could, with what you've been doing with the covers and stuff like that, I bet, as you're writing it, you're sort of putting mental pictures to it.
Oh, very much so. I think everything I write, I try to pick what I call a high concept sort of premise. And I find that once I've established the premise, of course, sitting down to draft it all out takes a lot of time, but I feel like the story just flows from there because I've written some things where I thought the premise was kind of weaker, and then it was really a struggle to sit down and draft every time. And a couple of those things I have abandoned actually and moved on to something else. But like with this thing I'm writing now, Regenerates, I feel that the premise is just so compelling to me that it's really not a problem to sit down and write a first draft or go through and edit and do a second draft. Like I
Right.
feel great doing that. So hopefully that means something's working, you know?
Right, I'm sure it is, and I'm sure a lot of people who've read your other stuff can't wait for that to come out. But time is beating us, Chad, so what I'm going to do now is
Yeah.
hand the show over to you so you can tell everybody where they can find out more about you and, of course, all your books.
Sure. These shows go so fast.
I
Every
know.
time it seems like we start and it's over. That's a
I
good thing, I guess.
Yeah, I
But
mean, it is, and I think it means that we've been chatting continually. It's not like there's been gaps and stuff, so I think that's great. So anyway, over to you,
we
Chad.
have. Yeah. So really the best place to find everything about my writing would be my blog, and really any other social media you can quite easily find by a Google search. But I'll just give you my blog, and then you can go to everything from there. I've got Pinterest, I've got Instagram, I've got Twitter, I've got Facebook. But if you go to the blog, is Chad Shemke, so that's chadshemke.blogspot.com. And you can find all my other art and all my other pages from there. And as I said, I will be posting Vivified, which is a short story, in the next 1 to 3 months. And that will be available as a reader magnet if you would desire to sign up for my mailing list.
Okay, well, Chad, thank you so much. It's been great having you at the show. I managed to sit down for 8 minutes before I had to stand up, so not too bad for a first attempt, but at least
Yeah.
we got through the show, which is good something. And great
Well,
stuff. Perhaps when your next one comes out, you'll come back and chat to us again, Chad.
I'm sure I will. I would love to. Love being on your show.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Well,
You're welcome.
that's my guest today, Chad Shemke, and we'll spell it again, Chad, and then Shemke is Schimke. Chad Shemke, and we've been talking about his books, including his story in the new anthology, Tales of Campfire. So he tells stories like this at the intro to it. I tell stories that you would hear while sitting around a campfire at night, and it's that sort of scary monster apocalypse, what have you, sort of thing. Great stuff, little great stories. Say he's been on three times, this is his third time now, before each time it's a pleasure having him on the show, and it's great to see he's still going strong, and he's got this plan for this, well, how many thousand page words was it, whatever, to come out next. So hopefully we'll get him, when that comes out, we'll get him back and find out what he's been doing then. Well, that's it. I'm actually got an appointment tomorrow, so it'll be an old show tomorrow, but I will be back full time as from next week with some great guests already lined up. I tell you, I'm lined up till November, would you believe, already. And of course, don't forget, on Sunday they'll have Those Were the Days, music from the 20th century. And I think this is our last of our themes on dancing, if I remember right. But I'm not sure if I'm in hand or our own one. Whatever, that's that. And then, of course, on Sunday, that was from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern on a Sunday. And then on Sunday from 6:30 to 7, we have the British Invasion. 30 non-stop minutes of the music that invaded America from England in the 60s and 70s. Well, that you got four to. And also me, because I'll be back. Until then, as always, we have one thing left to say. Don't forget. Make sure it's working. Stop yawning. A little cup and sorcery. Chad, that was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it recorded. It said it was starting, so I think it's recorded. But if it is, I'll try and send it to you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, mate. Thanks so much. And good luck with the new books.
You take care. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.